Joining us now is Joe Lenardi, who's going to tell us what Marquette has to do to be a number one seed. Joe is the bracketologist expert with ESPN, and I think I'm right here, was the voice, I don't know if he still is, the voice of St. Joe's basketball for years and years. Joe, do I got that right?
I still do home games for my Hawks, yes.
What?
But I'm no longer
you didn't go
doing
big time on them, just home games? Oh, you're not old. You're not old enough to pull that off. Come on. How old are you?
For 33 years, they were my full-time employer, and okay. ESPN was the side hustle.
Yeah.
And now I'm retired from higher ed. So, you know, if the mothership wants me to be somewhere, it's usually a good career move for me to say yes.
I would agree with that. As not being your agent, I think you made a good move. How many years did you go ahead.
Well, and, I'm coming up on 1,200 games for St. Joe's. And, you know, by year end, I'll still have done another 20. Because you have to remember, in Philly, we get road games without going anywhere.
Oh, all right.
Because we have Temple or LaSalle or Penn or Villanova. So, and some of the A-10 games, you know, like at Fordham is a car ride, George Washington. So it's a little easier than when you get in the Midwest or West. So I get plenty of chances. And now I just get to say no to trips like, I don't know, St. Bonaventure in the middle of February.
That would be Buffalo for people that don't know. So how many years did you do St. Joe's? Or you're at now, 30?
My first game was in 1990.
Oh, man, you're a newcomer. I got you by my first at Marquette was November of 89.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Well, but that my first as a broadcaster was December of 90. My first as a beat writer was December of 1978.
Ooh, whoa, he's got you.
You were like 5 years old. What?
Yeah, I know, but I was very precocious.
All right, let's get to the tournament. I don't know who's the favorite. Who's the favorite to win the national title?
Well, today we would say it's Alabama.
I want you.
They're number one for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, but who would you? This doesn't matter what's in the polls, the rankings. I want to know what Joe Lenardi, who's your favorite? I wanted to go with Houston because I think Houston, if other teams can't score, their defense is so good, but I haven't really watched them play that much, and Tony's going to laugh right now, going, well, how the hell do you know if you haven't watched? I've played them. I just know how good a coach and how tough his teams are.
I've seen him a half dozen times, and I would absolutely list them right at the top.
Yeah, all right.
Now, the concern is not so much what their defense does.
Can't score.
Because that's a constant. The concern is, in the Elite Eight last year against Villanova when they went out, they scored 44 points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not going to win an Elite Eight game in the modern era scoring 44 points. You're just not. But they didn't have Marcus Sasser last year. They didn't have this great freshman, Jairus Walker. Like, they're different. And, you know, they're playing for the right to play the Final Four in Houston. I just see that as being a big-time storyline in the tournament this year.
Joe, let's get to the real question. The real question is surrounding Marquette, of course. And what kind of seed can they get? Now, here's the thing, Joe. Since we're traveling with the team, I need to know what seed do we need to get to somewhere warm? We need to be placed in a warm area.
Yeah, you clearly care about the team.
Don't
you turned it to you in what, 12 seconds?
Yeah, if it's going to get us in Des Moines or Columbus, we don't want that. Where do we need to be to wind up in Orlando or something?
Yeah, Orlando is a real possibility.
Yeah, Joe.
And I would say if you're a 4 or a 5, a 50-50 possibility.
Wow.
Right now I have Marquette as a 3, which is more like Columbus or, you know, I think you guys will really like Albany.
What?
Albany, New York?
Isn't that like Canada?
Yeah, because it's a lot like Milwaukee.
Gray. No, I've been in Albany. No, not even close.
You know what they have in Albany that's really fun?
I'm afraid to ask.
No, I don't.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, now he just jinxed us right to Albany.
The best thing in Albany is Vermont.
The last time I did a game in Albany, it was -6 degrees.
Come on, Joe. Stop it. Joe, stop it.
I know that because I forced myself to walk to the campus of RPI, the tech school. Remember when the RPI was all that in bracketology?
Yep.
I had to get a sweatshirt that said RPI.
Oh, wow.
By the way, former Marquette assistant Dwayne Killings is the head coach of at Albany. So
of Albany. That's yes. Right. That's right. And I saw them this year. We have a Hawk on his staff, a kid by the name of Ryan Daly, and they came down and played in Philly this year a couple times.
All right. Other than
they're going to be a three if they stay where they are. The ceiling is a two. There's no room at the end for a one for a Big East team, in my opinion. And you know, they're holding what, a half game lead heading into a gigantic game against Xavier, maybe catching them at the right time.
Yep.
And this would be a season sweep. Do I have that right? Did they beat Xavier?
No.
First
time
round? No, Xavier won in Cincinnati. My bad.
Yeah.
Then I think an even tougher game is at Creighton. Because Creighton's on fire.
Correct. Yeah, when they can win like they did over the weekend, when they can win a low-scoring game, you know, that's not necessarily their M.O. That bodes well, I think, for them. Now, you know, preseason, we thought they were going to be really
right, and they lost games when their 7-footer was out. I don't know what their record is.
Correct.
I mean, they might be a top-10 team, given
close to it, yeah.
Their record.
Big East tournament should be great. I'm going to come over for at least one session. At some point, I'll be over in Brooklyn a little bit, and then you know I drag my feet on getting back up to Connecticut because you know you want to see live games. But eventually, I'll have to find my way to the bunker there in Bristol.
Talking with Joe Lunardi, who's now over 1,300 games for St. Joe's or 1,200 games.
Stop it.
Other than looking at you, do people use the net, KenPom, and what? What's the way you would suggest people, again, leading with looking at your stuff first, to try to best estimate what the NCAA is going to do? Is there?
Yeah, I would say don't get married to any one metric. You know, if I have a secret, and I don't know that it is, I mean, I've been doing this pretty long time, and I'm pretty transparent to anybody who is. I've always kind of looked and combined and weighed a number of ranking systems. Plus, you know, I watch a fair amount of basketball. And I read about a lot of basketball and I track a ton of games, you know, particularly on, you know, big nights where there's a lot of big games and Saturdays, you know, noon to midnight. And, you know, that's what committee members do. And remember, my job is not to slot teams based on my opinion. It's to do the best I can to get inside their head and forecast what they will do. And right. they're going to give us a tease on Saturday, right? This is the Saturday they give us the top 16. And, you know, I think like most of us who do this bracketology, we're always getting 15 or 16 because, you know, we're kind of looking at it through a similar lens. And I'm pretty confident in saying win or lose on Wednesday night. Certainly win. Marquette's going to be in that 16. And who wouldn't have taken that as a Marquette fan at the beginning of the year?
All right. They've been a huge surprise. Tony won't like this, but what does Wisconsin have to do to make the tourney?
Well, right now, at this moment in time, I think they're the second or third team out. I can't quite understand why their net ranking is so poor because they do have some, you know, a good number of good wins. I think we can start by not losing any more times to Nebraska. You know, that's usually a good way to get on the wrong side of the bubble.
You are so helpful talking to Joe Lunardi. You just nailed it.
But I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. No.
Okay.
I probably don't want to lose to Minnesota. I don't know if they have any games.
No, and look, you guys can appreciate this because, you know, big-time football area. If I sound a little salty today, you know, I'm still recovering from the Eagles.
You just got,
and that's going to take another minute or month. Yeah.
No, you just got screwed. You know, you can live with that.
I don't think so. No, I disagree with that. I think the team that won is the team that deserved to win. I think the Eagles did enough things to beat themselves. Now, that's different from saying that I think Kansas City was the better team.
No, the call at the end was horrible given the context of the season.
It wasn't a good call, but, you know.
There's no guarantee they would have come back, but when the call's there, you have no chance to come back when it's literally the last play.
No, but if you let the other team score on every possession in the second half, you're probably going to lose.
Yes, we'll take you on that.
That's true.
Like, right. You don't have to be a bracketologist to know that.
So right. When's your next, just for people who don't follow you, which is there aren't many of those left because everybody does, when do you do your, what input do you want to give people so they can know when to, 24th?
Every Tuesday and Friday on ESPN.com, mm-hmm. And I'll be on College Basketball Live tonight after the games, and probably every night that I'm awake the rest of the way.
Great. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
13,000 games he's done at St. Joe's. Next.